following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
The shot is no good. Good help that time by the Elwood defense. Werger gets the rebound to the other end. The finger roll is good. 17 for Skyler Werger.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elwood as the Pirates battle the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Let's see if Overton get a shot away. They get it underneath. Anderson, short jumper to the right side. Jewett, and Danny will put it up and in. Good pass on the assist there from Anderson.
Tonight's girls' game features two squads looking to improve their win total before conference seeding. The boys' game features two teams that made it to the state tournament last season and are looking for bragging rights with a win. It's the Eagles and Pirates coming up next, but for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Elwood with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Elwood High School. It is time for the boys' portion of tonight's Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader as the Elwood Pirates take on the Overton Eagles, a pair of teams that made it to the state tournament last year. Elwood off to a good start this season. They set at 10-4. Now, they didn't have a great start because they were 1-3 and then won 9 in a row before being upset over the weekend against Loomis, the team that won their very first game, and it was just a night where Elwood couldn't make anything from the field, from three-point land, from the free-throw line. They were 12-32 in the game. For Overton, this is a ball club that comes in at 4-8. They've won two of their last three with the loss coming to state-rated North Platte. St. Pat's got a nice win over Bertrand on Saturday. So they come in tonight, and with Eustace Farnham and Shelton, the next two teams that are struggling, Overton's got a chance to put some more wins in the win column and get warmed up before heading into the conference tournament. Overton, one of those teams that really nobody wants to play when it comes to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament because they know they have the talent to get it done. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll give you the starting lineups next.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Overton, number 13 is a 5'10 sophomore, Sam Kolhonik. Number 15, a 5'8 senior, Chris Seeberger. Number 21, 6'3 senior, Creighton Ryan. Number 23, 6'3 senior, Caleb Eklund. And number 25, 5'11 senior, Dylan Margaretts. Head coach of the Eagles, Clint Little, assisted by Seth Ehlers and Brady Weiss, 4-8 for Overton. For Elwood, number 10, 6'2 senior, Skyler Werger. Number 14, 6'1 senior, Blake Teedy. Number 20, 6' senior, Billy Smith. Number 34, 6'3 senior, Zach Hackbart. And number 50, 6' senior, Sean Klaus. The head coach is Kurt Bonshoff, assisted by Shane Tilson. Elwood 10-4 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Girls game went to Elwood 45-40. Can they complete the sweep here at home tonight? Overton hopes not. We're ready to get this basketball game underway. Zach Hackbart, by the way, averages a double-double for this basketball team. 15 points and 10 rebounds a game, and they will win the opening tip here. And the first shot, Skylar Werger hits the three-pointer. He hasn't made one in two games. We were joking with Coach Little before the game, and he goes, "You probably won't miss tonight." And they didn't even run an offensive play. They tipped it. He went in. He nails the three. And Elwood is up 3-0. So let's see what Overton can do. And may I say that the bench looked directly at me after that three went in. Overton tries to answer with a three-pointer of their own. Caleb Eklund is a little strong. Rebound to Smith. Up the floor, the jumper is quickly fired away. No good. Offensive rebound brought down by Werger. Kick it out for another three-pointer. It's on the way. No good by Hackbart. A tip try put back up and in by Skylar Werger. And it is quickly 5-0 here. Elwood coming out with a purpose. They are really getting up and down the floor here and moving quickly. With it, Kolhanek kicks it into the corner to Margaretz. Obviously, Overton would like to work some of the inside moves and driving in with an off-balance jumper off the glass. Creighton Ryan, he leads the way for Overton this year, and Ryan gets the Eagles on the board. Score of 5-2 here. Elwood on top. Minute 15 into the game. Here's Werger for three more. That one is off the iron. Long rebound comes out to the Eagles. So quick offensive sets as Kolhanek gets the board. Brings it into the front court. Kicks it off on the wing to Seeberger. Seeberger on the strong side, left side as we look at it here. Tosses it to Caleb Eklund, and he'll hold the ball for a moment. Overton averages 51 points per ball game. As they get it down to the low block, ball fake. Turnaround jumper off the glass and in. Sam Kolhanek with a nice move. It's 5-4. And spring it up the floor. 60 points a game, by the way, for Elwood as we finish the thought. They'll fire it inside, and Klaus puts it up and in, but I think they're going to call him for a walk. Yeah, there was going to be a foul down low, but our back official called the walk. I think that was the right call, the first turnover of the basketball game. By the way, Creighton Ryan, 15.5 points, and Eklund, 14 points a game. The 1-2 punch for the Overton offense. 5-4, they've got a chance to take the lead. They'll fire the three-pointer. Dylan Margaretz, it's off the mark, no good. Ricochets out of the wing to Blake Teedy. Elwood wants to run. They're always moving. Pull-up jumper from 17 and boxing him out. The foul will be called on the box out. Coming off the screen, Seeberger got there late. The shot was no good by Billy Smith, but he'll go to the line and get a couple of free throws. That was almost late enough that you wouldn't even give it on the shot. So the first foul of the game, we had a ton of them in the girls' game. This free throw is up, and it is in. 6-4, Elwood. Overton goes to the bench. Dylan Margaret's going to check out, and Peyton Grote is going to check in, the 6'2 sophomore. Second free throw on the way, and Smith can't get it to fall. Rebound grabbed by Overton, and Creighton Ryan gets it. Creighton Ryan decides to bring it up the floor, stops at the top of the circle, out to Seeberger for three. It's too strong and out of bounds. Last touch by Elwood. So Overton will get the ball underneath their own hoop. Don't forget Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull basketball on our sister station, ESPN, 1460, 1550. Inbounds pass in the paint. They sneak in Chris Seeberger, and he'll score. They snuck him in behind the big fella in Grote, and they didn't see him. They were covering Grote, and we're tied at 6. Three-pointer, Werger on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, Zach Hackbart, his first. Back out top for another three. Nearly banked in by Billy Smith. That one's no good. And Sam Kolhanek will get the rebound. This Pirate team had very few players out last year, made a heck of a run, went to the D2 state tournament, went in as the eighth seed, but hadn't been there for a number of years. Finally got back as the shot is no good by Caleb Eklund. Rebound brought down by Hackbart. Up the floor comes Elwood. And Overton sitting in that zone. They've played zone a lot, been very successful. Of course, Overton made the state finals in D1 last year before being knocked off. Eklund makes the steal, fast break the other way. Shot going to be blocked by Billy Smith, so Elwood's on the run again. Number's not there. Smith into the corner to Hackbart. Hackbart off the screen, dribbles to the right elbow, to the left elbow, baseball or bounce pass underneath, and the shot is going to be blocked in there by Caleb Eklund. Out to Werger, another three from the left wing, no good, so he is struggling, and Kolhanek will get the rebound. So after hitting his first three, he has missed four more, and it is 6-6, 4:20 to go here in the first quarter. A lot of tempo so far, both teams getting up and down the floor, and Overton's going to slow it down for a minute. Eklund, pick and roll down to Ryan. He's underneath, has it blocked by Klaus, then Klaus knocks it out of there again. It's headed to the sidelines and grabbed by Billy Smith, who goes coast to coast and misses the layup. Rebound, Kulhonik. Sam already has four, and a timeout going to be called here by Overton. A 30-second timeout by Coach Clint Little to kind of get a little pace here. They were down 5-0 right out of the gate, and Elwood only has 1 point over the last 3 minutes. 4 minutes exactly to go here in the first quarter. 6-6 Overton Elwood. We'll be right back.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back here at Elwood. Not only is the coach, but he is the athletic director, Kurt Bonjoff. And thanks to him, and Kevin Malberg, Coach Ropers, and the entire staff here, as always, at Elwood for their hospitality. 6-6, 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Overton and Elwood all tied up. Overton against the zone, working it around the perimeter, get it to the baseline. Grote doesn't want the shot. Now he's double-teamed, tries to dribble through it, got tripped up, and a foul will be called. Pirates held him for a long time, but when he started to move, they moved with him. And Blake Teedy will be calling for Elwood's first foul. Overton to throw it in, try to sneak Creighton Ryan over here into the right-hand corner. Inbounds pass gets to the middle. Kulhonik, nobody covered him, and he gets an easy layup. They spread the floor far enough that it diverted the eyes, and Overton has now taken the lead at 8-6. A wild three at the other end, no good. And then it goes out of bounds off Elwood. Billy Smith was basically shooting that three-pointer off 1 foot. And Coach Bonjoff going to go to the bench and bring in Keith Murphy. Neither team overly deep, probably won't play more than about seven guys unless it's necessitated by fouls or injury or if the score gets away one way or the other. 8-6 Overton. Top of the circle, Margaret's. Rotate it right wing, Ryan. Creighton starts to drive. Weaves his way through, no good, followed once, no, second, no. And finally, Zach Hackbart comes out of there with it. A couple of looks there for Creighton Ryan, couldn't finish, and the ball deflected away. Sam Kulhonik, the young sophomore, all over the place here so far for Overton. He's now going to get a breather, and Chris Seeberger will come in. Elwood with a basketball, and they have missed six consecutive threes after hitting the opening shot of the game. Off the inbound, a lot of pick and weave and move, and Ryan saw it coming. Creighton with the steal. Up ahead, the layup is missed again by Overton, and the rebound grabbed by Blake Teedy. Seeberger just couldn't get it to fall. Jumper at the other end in transition, and Skyler Werger now has 7 of the 8 Elwood points, tying the game 8-8, 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Ryan down the middle of the lane, not much defense. He'll lay it up and in. And the inbounds pass slapped away and almost stolen. Creighton Ryan tried to deflect it off the Elwood player. And right back in will be Kulhonik. And checking out will be Peyton Grote. And for Elwood, here comes Delton Ulmer in, 5'10 senior. And Blake Teedy out. So it's been a little bit of a track meet here. And it's 10-8 Overton with the lead, 2:38 to go in the first quarter. A lot of missed shots both ends. Each team could easily have another 10 on the board. Werger starts to drive, jump pass out top, Smith rotates it left wing to Murphy, back over to Werger, a three with a hand in his face, and he's got it. Skyler Werger with his second three, and Skyler has unloaded here early. Werger averages 22 points a game, three players in double figures for Elwood, and they steal the ball away. Overton's first turnover, Hackbart leaves it off for Werger again, 15-footer good. Skyler Werger now. He hit the first one, then cooled off for about 4 minutes, and now has hit back-to-back-to-back buckets. 10 of the 13 points, or 12 of the 13 points are his. At the other end, short jumper starting to rattle out. Overton has gotten a lot better looks, but they're just not going in, and Zach Hackbart will get it from Skyler Werger. And up the floor they'll come, try to kick it into the right-hand corner, but nobody there. That's one of those where Elwood has these five senior starters, and they kind of know where everybody's going to be, and that time nobody was there. Fourth turnover for Elwood, one for Overton, 13-10 now. Five straight points for the Pirates, and they regain the lead. Kulhonik playing catch out front with Eklund into the corner. Left corner to Seaberger. Skip pass back out front, and Kulhonik has to run it down over to Creighton Ryan. Open three on the way. It's going to be well short, and it's going to give Overton a chance to get the offensive rebound with Seaberger. Here's Kulhonik through the double team. Back out for another three. That one is no good by Eklund. Rebound saved from going out of bounds, but right into the hands of Delton Ulmer. Elwood runs the floor as fast as anybody in the conference. Three-pointer in the corner is up and in by Billy Smith. And the third three of the corner, and Elwood now up by six. So they were up 5-0, fell behind 10-8, and now scored eight in a row with 45 seconds to go here in the first, 16-10. Pirates with the lead. Skip pass over to Ryan. Skip pass back over to Kulhonik. To Ryan, throwing through the paint, drives into the lane. Leaner won't go. Tip try up and in by Caleb Eklund. Finally got a put back to go for the Eagles. 30 seconds to go. Hackbart, bounce pass on the post. Gets it to Ulmer. Right back out to Zach. 16-footer. No. Rebound brought down by Eklund. No shot clock needed. Thank you very much for the first quarter here between the Eagles and the Pirates. 15 seconds to go, and it's nearly picked away. Back over to Eklund. Underneath, nobody is covering the young Kulhonik. And Kulhonik will get it to Seaberger, and Chris will lay it up and in. 16-14, 5 seconds. Out for a desperation three at the horn. It is no good for Keith Murphy. And that is the end of the first quarter. A lot of up-tempo basketball. Only two fouls and five turnovers. Four of those coming from Elwood. At the end of one, the Elwood Pirates, 16. The Overton Eagles, 14, here on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Well, Elwood averages about 23-point attempts per game. They had 10 of them in the first quarter here, and they made three of them, lead it 16-14. As the second quarter begins, Overton basketball. Starting the second quarter, DJ Anderson into the corner. Ryan drives the baseline. Nice wraparound pass to Groth, the four-footer over the front of the rim and in. Peyton with his first bucket, six in a row Overton. We're tied at 16. Hackbart out of control at the other end, but nobody was set, and a blocking foul will be called. Hackbart will be fouled by DJ Anderson, his first, only the second foul on Overton. These will be the first free throws for Zach Hackbart. Billy Smith went 1 of 2 in the first quarter. Smith scored 4, and Werger had the other 14 in the first quarter for Elwood. And the left-hander puts it up. It rattles around, bouncing around, will not go for Zach Hackbart. Kulhonik, Seaberger, and Ryan all had 4 in the first quarter for Overton, who did not shoot a free throw, and they were 0 of 5 from three-point land, but only had the one turnover. Hackbart's second free throw, no good, and the rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. A 30% three-point shooting team is Elwood, as Eklund drives, steps through the double team, goes over Klaus, and scores, and it is now 18-16, Overton 8 in a row. Werger kicks it out. Hackbart, another three. The lefty is off the iron. No good for the left wing. Fighting for the ball into the crowd. And there's someone sitting over there in a scooter. And so you got to be careful. And they're going to say it belongs to Overton. A couple of little rascals over there. And going into the stands and falling on people is one thing. But when there's equipment and checking out to make sure everything's okay is going to be Chris Seaberger. The ball will be Overton's, and Grote is back in there. Overton also gets Sam Kulhonik in. Over on the wing to DJ Anderson. Ryan and Eklund in. Turnaround jumper comes up well short. Rebound brought down by Hackbart, his fifth. Dribbles, gets out of the double team into the front court. Dishes it off in the corner to Smith. Bounce pass into the paint. Short jumper is good for Blake Teedy. Elwood definitely moves the ball. 18-all, a little over a minute into the second quarter. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. First half stats, we'll look back at the girls' game, which Elwood won 45-40. We'll talk with Elwood coach Patrick Ropers in his first season here as the head coach of the Lady Pirates. Overton moving it around here on the 1-3-1 zone of Elwood. Get it to the left wing. Nobody's going to cover the outside shooter of Kolhanek, and Sam will pull up and hit it. His sixth point, 20-18. Pull up three, transition Werger. Around and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Klaus, and he is going to be sandwiched. And it looks like a foul will be called here on DJ Anderson, who gets his second. First rebound of the game for Klaus. Back in is Margaret's and Seeberger. And checking out will be Ryan and Anderson for Overton. Elwood ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it all the way out top to Billy Smith. High post Klaus. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line. No. Hackbart. Great job on the rebound. Some contact on the way up. Shot doesn't go. And Caleb Eklund will grab it for Overton. Coast to coast. Nobody gets in his way, and he'll score. There were people there. They just never got in his way. Eklund now with six. And Overton up by four. 22-18. Smith for three. And right now, Elwood having problems from the outside. Another missed three. Another rebound for Eklund. Another drive down the lane. He actually stepped on his own guy and scored. And a timeout will be called here by Elwood after the run that Overton has put on. It was 16-10 Elwood late in the first quarter. Since then, a 14-2 run by the Eagles. And they lead it 24-18 with 5:40 to go in the first half. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Elwood ball out of the Pirate timeout, trailing 24-18. Trying to be a little more patient here against this zone defense. Setting Werger up off the screen. Fires, three-pointer, no. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan, his fifth. Running the floor, outlet is over the head of Chris Seeberger. He'll hit the padding here on the stage. And Overton with just their second turnover of the contest. 24-18 Overton, 5:10 to go, first half. Elwood ball, top of the circle, Billy Smith gives it to Werger. He'll get a little closer and hit the 12-footer. So sometimes the two-pointers are just right. And Werger has 14 of the 20 points so far tonight for Elwood. Three-pointer Overton will try it. Dylan Margaret's no, and trying to tip it to himself is Eklund, but he and Ryan were kind of both in the middle there trying to get it. And out of bounds it'll go. Keith Murphy re-enters for Elwood, giving Klaus the breather. More basketball comes your way on Thursday night as Amherst travels to Gibbon here on Classic Hits. Friday, back at the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell at Wilcox Hildreth. Right now, 24-20 Overton, 4:45 to go. First half, Elwood working it around the perimeter. TD on the weak side, right side. Getting Hackbart and Murphy to work the baseline. Werger, jumper from the outside, 11-footer, no good. It's tipped out. Creighton Ryan gets his sixth board. Creighton trying to follow the traffic all the way down. Long scoop shot, good. He's got such long strides that he can really take off from almost the free throw line and get to the hoop. 26-20. Werger feeling it. Fires the three. It's going to be strong. Hackbart, though, with the offensive rebound. Back up. No good. Well defended in there by Ryan. And Eklund will pick up his fifth rebound. A lot of misses so far in this basketball game. Elwood 0-5 from downtown here in the quarter. Been held to 4 points. They'll post up Seeberger. Seeberger back in the corner, right back to Chris, working on Hackbart. Swings it out here, Eklund. Caleb for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound brought down. Hackbart now has eight Up ahead to Smith. Smith down the lane. He's cut off. Out to Werger. 10-footer is good. Skyler with 16 of the 22. Hackbart has really been held in check. He hasn't scored yet and gets 15 a game. And now Overton will take a little breather here. Try and catch their breath. Hold the ball on the hip is Eklund. He'll swing it over to Seeberger. Back up to Caleb Hackbart. Went for the steal. Didn't get it. They'll kick it in the corner. Three-pointer Creighton Ryan. No good. Nobody boxes out Seeberger, and Seeberger can't finish, and then it is stolen away off the rebound from Skyler Werger, and a dunk for Caleb Eklund. And it's 28-22 as they thought they had a transition bucket. Werger answers for three. He says, you dunk all you want. I'm going to knock down a three-pointer. That dunk's only worth two. And Overton's going to take a timeout to catch a breather here. They'll have three remaining. What a pace we're seeing here. 2:57 to go in the first half of play. It is Overton 28 and Elwood 25. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Well, both teams continue to take care of the basketball. I'm going to have one turnover for each team here so far in the second quarter. 28-25, Overton leading Elwood. Elwood has put up a ton of shots, and so far 19 points for Skyler Werger of their 25. The average is 22 a game. We might get that here in the first half. He's hit three threes in that. Overton out of the timeout, going to try and slow it down a little bit. It looks like Elwood's going to come out and play man-to-man this possession. Ball almost kicked away there. They get it underneath to Grote, who checked in. Grote trying to find the trailer Eklund, but it's knocked away by the Pirates. They couldn't quite control it. And it'll be Overton basketball. Underneath their own hoop, Creighton Ryan to throw it in. Eklund right now leads the team with 10 points. And Werger has the 19 for Elwood. Into Grote. He's trapped here in the left-hand corner. Tries to make a short handoff to Creighton Ryan, and has it deflected off his leg and out of bounds. That's an unforced turnover there by Overton. All they had to do is throw it out front and tried to force the issue here in the corner. Just their third turnover. And Billy Smith will bring it into the front court. Smith out of the wing. Gives it to Keith Murphy, to a Hackbart. Back up top to Murphy. Weak side. They'll go to Smith. And we've got a foul away from the basketball on Skyler Werger. Push it off. His first, only the second foul of the game on Elwood, with 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll run down the first half stats, look at the girls' game, talk with victorious Elwood coach Patrick Ropers. They won it tonight 45-40. And the Huskers have tipped off. We'll give you an update with their game against Minnesota, which is currently on the breeze. To Eklund, went in for another dunk, but missed it that time. Might have been partially tipped. Zach Hackbart with the rebound. And then Elwood throws it into the stands and about knocks the teeth out of a couple of Overton fans sitting behind the bench. Turnover number six for Elwood. Eklund's got some ups. And he went to throw it down, and it just got tipped on the way up. And by that point, you got to finish it. As Eklund brings it up, tipped away from behind. Checking in will be Sam Kulhonik. Seeberger will check out. Both teams pretty much sticking to their game plan. Not a lot of bench. Trying to stay healthy here. And without using too much energy, that's tough when you're only playing 6-7 kids at the pace of this basketball game. 28-25. Overton off the dribble, driving in. Stepping between two defenders. Creighton Ryan does it again. I think all four of his buckets have been the same way. Attack, attack, attack. 16 in the quarter, 30-25. Overton back up by five. Minute and a half to go. Stolen away up top. DJ Anderson, the layup is good. The steal and bucket for Anderson. He'll have his first points. And now the largest lead for Overton is 7, 32-25. Werger, a little frustrated that he turned it over, quickly gets it up the floor. Two passes to Hackbart, left-hander off the glass from six, and Zach has his first bucket of the ball game. 32-27, the pace picking up again. Driving into the paint, then kicking it back out to Kolhanek. He'll come all the way to the center circle. To Margaret's, down to the high post. There's Ryan again, around one, around two, and he scores. He's doing a great job in traffic. Up the floor, Smith to the trailer, Hackbart. Top of the key, decides not to take the three. Back over to Smith. Werger's actually been quiet since the last time out. He wants to come up and get the basketball, guarded there tightly by DJ Anderson, who has already picked up two, and there's three. He put the hip out, and that is three fouls on the junior DJ Anderson. Three of the four that have been called here on Overton. He's out. Seaberger's back in. 38 seconds to go before halftime. 34-27 Overton. Elwood will throw it in, top of the circle to Murphy. Hands it back off to Smith, on the wing to Hackbart. Rotating. On the weak side, they're trying to find Murphy into Hackbart. Hackbart moves in on Eklund. Bounce pass back door to Werger, put it up too strong. Might have been deflected over the rim that time. Creighton Ryan, the rebound. He's going to go coast to coast, kicking off on the wing. Three-pointer for Kolhanek. No. Rebound offensive. Back up and in, Caleb Eklund. Heck of a run here to the end of the quarter. 10 seconds to go. And a 9-point lead for Overton. Over to Hackbart. Long three for Zach. It's no good. Rebound brought down. Loose on the floor. Picked up in a desperation three by Elwood. Is well off the mark. Blake Teedy just grabbed it and threw it over the backboard. But a good run here to end the second quarter of play by Overton. They go on an 8-2 run to take a 3-point lead out to 9. And at the end of the first half of play, the Overton Eagles 36 and the Elwood Pirates 27. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a look at the first half stats, talk with Coach Patrick Ropers of the Lady Pirates, and more after this timeout.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to Elwood. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school athletics throughout the season. A Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader tonight. Halftime of our boys' game, Overton 36 and Elwood 27. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And don't forget, we've got Nebraska basketball on the breeze, 94.5. Kearney Catholic is taking on Donovan Trumbull in the boys' game on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Earlier tonight, the Elwood Lady Pirates picked up their third win of the season with a 45-40 win over Overton. 13 points, 8 rebounds for Anna Eggers led the way, but pretty much a team effort tonight. And we're joined by first-year head coach Patrick Ropers, who's been around here and has done some work with both the teams. Of course, the Axtell grad. And
that's right.
Jeez, Patrick, I knew you when you were that tall, right?
You're getting old, buddy.
I know. And I get to see you coach your first win in person as a head coach, and congratulations with that one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, tell me a little bit. I talked to you about the team. You come in, you got a team in Overton. Both teams feel, hey, we haven't got a lot of wins. We got a chance to get after it tonight. And you guys got off to a good start. You hit a three-pointer in there with Hodgson. You got off to a 7-0 lead, and that has to kind of calm the nerves a little bit.
Yeah, usually we're down 10, 8-2 to start the game. Usually the first quarter is something that we really struggle with, Doug. And tonight I kind of tried to challenge the girls and have them come out and you get the lead and let them try to come back on us instead of the other way around. So I applaud the girls for the way they come out and fought, you know, early in the game. We kept them off the boards, and that helped us kind of in transition and get some good opportunities at the other end.
And you had the advantage inside. Enix is probably, just as a freshman, even though she's 5'10", hasn't quite developed that part of her game. But you now have Anna Eggers back to help out Amber Weber, and that allows you to have – you can put one in, give the other one rest, and you really did that well tonight.
Yeah, this is Anna's, you know, second game back. She kind of hurt her knee in that pre-holiday tournament that we're in, you know. But, you know, Amber Weber has played well for us down the stretch. She had 26 a couple nights ago, you know, so she's starting to get her game back. But, you know, having Anna is always a positive for us. She's a good leader. She's real good around the basket. You know, she helps us with the rebounds. And it's just another experienced player that started for 2-3 years now that helps us win these type of games.
Both schools were fairly young. You might have a couple more seniors that started tonight, but in a couple of years, this could be a switching of the records. I know both coaches kind of hope that because both are playing young, and you've got a freshman point guard.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really young. I'm impressed with some of those freshmen. The Enox girl, the Groat girl, apologize if that's not the way you pronounce it, but, you know, they play really well. We were able to get them in foul trouble. Lone, we had some problems ourselves of foul trouble, but they are a very young, talented group. And the same for us. We've got a freshman that kind of blew our knee out, which would help us down the stretch as well. But our young players have really stepped up for us, and they've made some long strides since I've taken over the position to help us be in close games and even win games.
We're talking with the Elwood girls basketball coach, Patrick Roper. They won it tonight 45-40 over Overton. As we said, you had a few more turnovers. You had your free throws weren't as good. Overton kind of stayed in the ball game from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. But maybe you were able to play a few more girls. We said Overton wouldn't be as deep, and with all the fouls that were called in the game, you were able to stay maybe a little more fresh.
Yeah, it really frustrates me, Doug, when we give a team like that, I think they went like 14-20. You know, you're allowing a team to shoot that well from the free throw line. No clocks coming off, and you give them some more momentum that they don't need. But I do think our depth helps us down the stretch, especially in the conference play. You know, we're 9, maybe even 10 deep, which helps us. If we do get in foul trouble, we can bring somebody off the bench, and we don't really lose that, you know, competitiveness and the talent-wise, you know, when we bring people off the bench. And I think that, you know, kind of where they're thin on numbers, you know, the depth really can get to them, especially when we get them in foul trouble.
And we mentioned it would be interesting to see in the last couple of minutes, if it was close, how the team with the lead would handle that. And you guys handled it pretty well. You didn't decide to hold back. You decided to keep running your offense. You got a key bucket in the last minute instead of trying to hold it and shoot free throws. And Amber went in there and made a key bucket for you, and it kind of gave you the winning margin there.
Yeah, we're still trying to get that thing down where when you're winning a game of what you need to do, we're kind of usually on the other end, unfortunately, on most games. So I thought the girls played pretty well for being in a situation that they're not really in all the time. But they handled it. We need to make more free throws down the stretch. Those usually win and lose games. And, Doug, you know that better than probably anybody for as long as you've been doing it. But, you know, free throws can win you and lose you games. And unfortunately, it helped us win this one late down the stretch.
And now on the road, Med Valley, Amherst, a couple of teams that you can be competitive with, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Med Valley was close, I know, last year. I don't know a whole lot about them right now, but I know it's a game where we can go down there, and if we play like we did tonight, I have no doubt we can go down there and win. And Amherst is a pretty good team. You know, they've got the Taubenheim girl and a couple other girls. Good athlete girls, you know, so they're going to be scrappy. You know, we're kind of in that battle of that icky Fort Kearney conference that can get, you know, it's kind of bundled up, you know, so a couple wins can, you know, turn a season around real quick, you know, and I think if we can get a couple of those wins this week and next week, that can really push us forward down towards the conference tournament and be a dangerous team.
Well, that conference tournament always gets turned on its ear, it seems like, on the girls' side. So, Patrick, we'll let you get back to work. Congratulations on the win. Let's go get a couple more.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the Lady Pirates, Patrick Ropers. They win it tonight 45-40 here, halftime of the boys' game, 36-27. Overton, we'll look at the numbers next.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl.
This is Lenny from Legal. You can't use the name of the game.
I said Super Bowl. You know, put soup in a bowl.
I don't understand.
During the game that shall not be named, Fanatics is serving a soup and chili buffet plus their full menu.
That sounds like a fun place to watch the Super Bowl. Oh, my bad.
Fanatics announces the greatest annual event in Western civilization. It's the Super Bowl. Fanatics, north of the railroad track, Central Avenue, Kearney.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Quick rundown of your first half stats. First off for Elwood, Skyler Werger, 19 points, 3 rebounds. Blake Teedy, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Billy Smith, 4 points, a rebound, and a block. Zach Hackbart, 2 points, but 9 boards. Delton Ulmer, a rebound. And Sean Klaus, a rebound and a block. 27 points, 18 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 17 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 7 turnovers. For Overton, DJ Anderson, 2 points, Sam Kolhonik, 6 points, 4 rebounds, Chris Seeberger, 4 points and a rebound, Creighton Ryan, 10 points, 7 rebounds, Caleb Eklund, 12 points, 6 rebounds and a block, and Peyton Grope, 2 points. 36 points, 18 rebounds. They have not attempted a free throw. 0 of 8 from 3-point land. 1 block, 3 turnovers. Overton leads it 36-27. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. As we're ready to get the third quarter underway, Elwood will get it. They'll take the quick shot. It will not fall, and Caleb Eklund will come away with the rebound, a chance to take the lead into double digits here. And a 3-pointer is on the way. Chris Seeberger, it's off the front of the iron. No good, but another offensive rebound. Caleb Eklund. Now, the rebounds are even, but it sure seems like they go in spurts. Had 18 for each team in the first half. That's a lot of missed shots. 36-27, a good scoring pace, but there have been a lot of misses, especially from the Pirates. 4 of 17 from 3-point land, and Werger's going to need some help here. He's got 19 of their 27. Overload on the right side. They'll get it in the corner. Eklund, couple of dribbles around the defender. Uses the screen. One-hand pull-up from 8. Got it. Caleb Eklund with 14 and a steal on the inbounds and a layup, Creighton Ryan. And those are the ones that will really disappoint Coach Bonzoff. That's a 13-point lead now that Elwood's got to overcome. Klaus in the paint. Good bounce pass underneath. The layup is there for Blake Teedy. His second bucket, the assist to Sean Klaus. Nice play by Klaus. 40-29. Kind of takes a little sting off what just happened to him at the other end. Kolhonik off a couple of screens. Throws it back against the grain. Ryan is own, shoots the 3. They're no good. They're still 0 of 10 from out there. Werger with the rebound. Gives it off to Hackbart. The trailer scoop shot. No good, but a foul. And Zach will go to the line to shoot 2. For Hackbart on the season, he's a 58% free throw shooter, but the team only shoots 54%. The foul was called on Sam Kolhonik, his first. Outside of DJ Anderson, fouls are not a problem for anybody in this game. He has 3. Nobody else has more than 1. There were hardly any called. A total of 6 total in the first half. Free throw no good by Hackbart. Second one is, and he now has 3 points. Overton 40, Elwood 30, 6:25 to go here in the third quarter of play on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, Elwood, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Overton running the high screens here off a little Pirate matchup. Give it to Kolhonik. Weak side. Here's Seeberger. Uses the screen. A ball partially blocked in there by Sean Klaus. Might have got a little of the arm, but no call. And up the floor with it will be Billy Smith. Over to Werger for the long range 3. Got it. Skyler Werger has already hit his season average, 22 points, and it's 40-33. So a little run to get back in it from 13 right back down to 7. As the Eagles will now try and find a little offense of their own. Spreading the floor here. Taking a little more time than they did in the first half. But if they get a cutter or can take somebody off the dribble, they're not afraid. In the corner, Margaret is going to take a 13-footer. No good. Another good rebound by Blake Teedy, his 4th. Up ahead, Werger. Pull up 3. He'll fire from anywhere. He'll hit another one. It's like he's automatic. And the ball got away, but a three-pointer for Skylar Werger. So Overton's 13-point lead is down to four. A 9-0 run. Couple of threes in there from Werger. Nebraska 11, Minnesota 7. 13 minutes to go in the first half on the Breeze, 94.5. Now Overton just that quickly. Looked like they had put themselves a nice cushion. And it's back to a four-point game. Dribbling off the high screen. Pull-up jumper from 15. No good. Kolhanek. It gets deflected back out for a short jumper that Chris Seeberger is able to convert. Second chance points once again. Rain in here for Overton. At the other end, Smith takes it down. Free throw line. 13-foot jumper. No good. Rebound to Caleb Eklund. He's got nine in the game. Eklund off the man. Smith jumps into the lane. Shot no good. Partially blocked by Zach Hackbart. And coming out of there with it is Blake Teeny. Up the floor, Smith. He draws the foul on the shot. Blocking foul will be called on Dylan Margaret's. His first and the team's second as we continue to sprint up and down the floor here tonight at Elwood. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Glad to have you along with us here tonight on Classic Hits. As the free throw is on the way, and it is no good for Billy Smith. In other area action tonight, a few girls' scores. Eustace Farnham beats Medicine Valley 51-35. Hampton edges Nebraska Lutheran 64-57. Kearney Catholic beat Donovan Trumbull 69-14. Silver Lake over Franklin 42-27. And SEM beat the Anselmo Myrna girls 49-43. Second free throw no good, but the offensive rebound put back up and it won't go by Keith Murphy. Creighton Ryan the board for Overton, leading 42-36. And an offensive foul going to be called on an illegal screen that depleted Skylar Werger. I've seen that move before, and it does not feel good. Chris Seeberger called for the illegal screen, his second foul. Don't forget Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull boys game right now is on ESPN Radio, 1460-1550. Elwood ball, give and go off the screens. Coop shot no good by Werger. Rebound tipped out to DJ Anderson. Anderson will push it up the floor. Nobody's guarding him, but he decides not to take the three. Overload on the right side. Hands it off to Seeberger, who gets it right back to Eklund. And Overton will try and get their offense set, but Eklund decides he wants to take it in, then kick it out. Three-pointer on the way. Seeberger comes up short, no good. Still can't make one from the outside. Rebound, Billy Smith. Smith up the floor, two on four. Hits the trailer. Hackbart, left-handed three, off the mark and out of bounds. Elwood has no problem pulling the trigger. That is the 20th three-pointer they've attempted, and that's how many they average a game. 3.5 to go, third quarter. We're moving right along. It's Overton 42 and Elwood 36. Walking the ball across the timeline, Seeberger. Hard dribble to the left side. That's why the FKC boys tournament should be outstanding. Little left-hand jump hook. Anderson won't go. Rebound brought down by TD. Here comes Elwood up to Werger. Got behind everybody. They push him in the back. The layup rolls around the rim but won't go. Chance at a three-point play, and it just wouldn't fall for Skylar Werger. This will be his first free throw attempt of the basketball game. He already has 25 points. The foul is on Peyton Grote. His first and the team's fourth, and Werger's free throw is no good. 63% for as good a shooter as Skylar is to only be a 63% free throw shooter. That's highly unusual. Second free throw now coming up for Werger. Spins it, fires it, and it is short. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. So 2 points get away from Elwood there. The layup doesn't go and the free throws don't go. Eklund shuffles it out to Sam Kolhanek. DJ Anderson is in there, along with Creighton Ryan. And the fifth man on the floor is going to be Margaret's Dylan. Leading it by 6, 42-36 into Margaret's. Turnaround jumper. He was closer than he thought and threw it right over the rim. Rebound brought down by Elwood. Then they throw it away. Anderson is fouled. Just coming in was Kalen Beam. He turned to hand it off to his teammate after getting his first rebound. And DJ Anderson snuck in there, stole it away. He missed it, then got it back. And was fouled. And DJ Anderson will go to the foul line now to shoot two. It's the first foul of the half. It's on Kalen Beam. His first of the game after just checking in there. And DJ now wants to do a little work on his shoestrings, and he has a very unusual free throw shooting style. It's up, it's in, doesn't matter. DJ's only been to the line once this year. He's 0 of 2 for the year. And I think he just scored his first point of the year. Second free throw is well off the mark. And the rebound, nobody can grab. And I'm not making fun of the young man because whatever it takes to get him in, but he stands all the way to the right edge of the free throw line. He's a left-handed shooter and tries to put him up there, but he's not in there, the junior, for his shooting prowess. And he does get the 1 point, make it 43-36. Overton by 7 off the high screen. Werger contested 15-footer, and it hit the support over the backboard here, and out of bounds it goes. Caleb Eklund with the hand in the face. And again, Overton is not getting a lot of scoring. It's all from their starters, and it's pretty balanced. But Eklund and Ryan leading them with 14 and 12, respectively. Eklund off the high screen and roll through the hands of Margaret. Ball is picked up by Hackbart. Outlet pass, trying to get it underneath to Murphy. Hits the trailer, and the short jumper is up for Kalen Beam, his first bucket of the ball game. Beam did a good job of running the floor. Nobody else came down because they thought that Keith Murphy was going to be able to lay it up. The ball just kind of slid away. He got it back, 43-38, three-pointer. Margaret's in the corner, too strong. Rebound brought down again by Hackbart. Outlet pass, layup, up and in. This time, Keith Murphy able to finish. He'll have a chance at a three-point play. And it's 43-40 as the Pirates will go to the line. The second foul on Dylan Margaret's. Fifth team foul. The Pirates will bring back into the ball game Blake Teedy. So Keith Murphy to the line, a chance to make it a two-point game. And the free throw for the lefty is off the iron. No good. They're struggling at the line. And Overton will get another rebound. Caleb Eklund, his 10th, 43-40. Overton, 1:45 to go in the third quarter. Left-hand dribble off the screen. They'll switch back to the matchup. Down to the low block. They'll get it to Seaberger. Back out to Eklund. Wide open over here is Kulhonik. He's outside the arc. Drops it down to Creighton Ryan. He walked with the basketball. He leaned in with that shoulder to make some contact. And the Pirate defender backed away. And a walk called on Overton. Back-to-back turnovers, but that's only their fifth turnover of the game. And Coach Clint Little is going to call a timeout, leaving Overton with just two remaining. 1:32 remains in the third quarter of play. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Overton 43, Elwood 40.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Back here at Elwood, as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. As we are ready with 1:32 to go here in the third quarter of play, 43-40 in favor of Overton, but they were up by 13 earlier in this quarter, and Elwood has come back into the ball game. They get it underneath Hackbart. Ball fake, gets the defender to foul him, and he scores with the left-hand layup. When you can go with the offhand, which is his natural hand, it plays right into your hand. And Zach Hackbart now with 5 points. He's 1 of 4 at the line, but has a chance to tie the game. Foul was on Creighton Ryan, his first. The free throw is good, and the 13-point deficit has been totally erased here in the third quarter. 1:18 to go in the third, 43 all. It was 40-27. Overton up by 13 after back-to-back buckets, and they have been limited to three since then. They only have 7 points in the quarter. On the right block is Seaberger. Kicks it out, three-pointer for DJ Anderson. Not much of a shooter, but he took that one. Hackbart with the rebound. Out ahead, the layup is finished by Keith Murphy. And now Elwood has the lead, 45-43. Not what the Eagles were looking for out of that timeout. A 18-point quarter here for Elwood, and they're not done. Driving in and drawing the foul will be Sam Kulhonik. He'll get a chance to go to the line. Elwood has been to the line a ton and has not done a whole lot with it. 2 of 8 in the quarter and 3 of 12 in the game. for Overton. This is just their second trip as a team to the line. And the foul on Blake Teedy was his second. Sam Kolhonik will put the free throw up and in. He now has 7 points. 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And a chance to tie it. It's up. It is too strong. And the ball slapped into the hands of Hackbart, his 10th three or 11th rebound, 45-44 Elwood. Ball fake on the three, driving the baseline, Billy Smith off the glass and in. Great instincts by this Elwood ball club. They can pull up and bury you, and if you're in their face, they'll drive right by you. 47-44, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Elwood by three after trailing by 13 here in the third. Sam Kolhonik dribbling out some time. They want the last shot. Looking for Ryan off a couple of picks. Eklund's in there as well. Now the drive. The one-hand runner by Kolhonik. No good. Hackbart with the rebound, then knocked out of his hands, and they'll inbound it with 5 seconds. Wink to the court. They get it in to Smith. Smith up the right side off a screen. Has some room. Now backs up. Off-balance three is off the mark, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. But after being down by 13, the hometown Pirates have come back to take the lead into the fourth quarter. It's Elwood 47, Overton 44. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
We head to the fourth quarter of play, and it'll be Overton basketball to start the fourth, trailing 47-44 as Elwood outscored him 20-8 in the third. An open three in the corner, though, for Kolhonik. It bounces off the iron, no good. Trying to save it in Margaret's, he did, but right into the hands of Billy Smith. Smith up the floor. Ooh, he got shoved, and he hit the ground pretty hard. And good job by Overton. They come over and say, hey, whoa, whoa, we're helping you up. Just a good hard play. Good job. That is only the third foul on Chris Seeberger. It is the seventh team foul. Only two have been called on Elwood, and at the line is Billy Smith, and they need to do better at the free throw line if they want to win the game. It is short and no good. Smith is 1 of 5. The team is 3 of 13. Overton is 2 of 4, but from three-point land, Overton is 0 of 14. Elwood simmered it down to just 3 three-point attempts last quarter and hit 2 of them. They are 7 of 20 from downtown, or 6 of 20 from downtown. Second free throw is good by Billy Smith. He's got 7 points, 48-44. Elwood with their biggest lead since the first quarter. 25 points for Skylar Werger leads the way for Elwood. And pretty balanced here for Overton. We'll tell you in a minute as driving in with a one-hand jumper. No good by Seeberger. Backside rebound, Werger. Werger up the floor, swings it out to Smith. 19-footer, good. Just had his toe on the line, but Billy Smith with the first 3 points of the fourth quarter. And the lead back to 6, equaling the largest of the game here for Elwood. And they are up 50-44. Another three attempted that Overton can't make. Offensive rebound. And Ryan is blocked, but a foul going to be called. Zach Hackbart, his first. The Elwood fans didn't like it. Now, that's only the fifth foul that's been called on the Pirates the entire game. But that was a pretty powerful move inside. The foul on Hackbart, his first. And at the line to shoot two will be Creighton Ryan. The first one is up and in. First point of the fourth quarter for Overton. Eklund has 14. Ryan has 13 of the Overton points. Second free throw now coming up at the half, by the way. Kearney Catholic leads Donovan Trumbull in the boys' game 31-16, currently airing on ESPN, 14-60, 15-50. And Creighton Ryan calmly hits both free throws, 50-46 Elwood, a minute into the fourth quarter. Up top with it, Billy Smith. Overload left side, Werger. Oh, he had the baseline, but they were setting up the pick and roll, and it works to Hackbart, but he missed the short jumper. Rebound is punched out to Smith. Quick three, no. And this time it's grabbed by Seeberger. Seeberger up the floor. They stop him at the high post. Kick it out to Peyton Grote from 14. No good. Long rebound. Smith trying to go the other way and couldn't grab it. Lost the handle. Never really did control it. And out of bounds it went. He tipped it forward. And we're just going to say that that stays with Overton. No turnover, no rebound. 50-46. Overton down by four. They were up 40-27 early in the third quarter and then went on a big-time drought. Still on a drought from the field. They've hit about three free throws here to help him. Try to force it inside to Grote. Hackbart steps around. Sixth Overton turnover up to Smith. He lobs it underneath. The layup rolls around and in for Keith Murphy. 52-46, another transition bucket for Elwood. Starting to feel more comfortable here at home. Elwood pull-up jumper. Eklund, no good. Grote battles and gets the rebound here. And then driving in, a blocking foul called on Elwood. It was a strong move down the baseline for Creighton Ryan. Elwood fans wanted the charge, but will not get it. Blocking foul, Blake Teedy, his third. Out is Seeberger. Kolhanek is in for Overton, trailing 52-46. Overton's just got to keep playing their game. Don't start forcing things. We've seen that here on their last two possessions. Ryan throws it right underneath. Grote, good defense provided by Hackbart. The shot no good. The rebound brought down Billy Smith. And Elwood looking for their largest lead of the night. They have shut down Overton over the last 7 minutes. Hackbart knocked away, but right back off his leg. Underneath, wide open. Layup missed. Got it back. Blocked in there by Creighton Ryan. Way to hang in there against Blake Teedy. But they travel trying to go too fast. Overton with seven turnovers now in the game. I've got Elwood with nine. But they only have 6 points here in the last 8 minutes. Do the Eagles. Can't make a three. They've shot a few of them. Pirates will inbound it. Short corner here to Keith Murphy. To Werger. Long three for Schuyler. That time it is no good. Backside rebound. Creighton Ryan sees a seam. Up the floor. Pass two. Pass three. Dishes it off. Short jumper. Up and in. And a foul for Sam Kolhanek. Great dish. And Kolhanek, even though he was well defended, used the glass. Got his ninth point. And has a chance to make it 10 here on the three-point play. Hackbart with his second personal foul. Grote will check out. Margaritz will return in for Overton. And it looks like the original five starters are back on the floor for the Eagles. Free throw up, and it is no good for Kolhanek. Then it goes out of bounds. And they're going to say that Creighton Ryan punched it out of the hands there of Billy Smith. 52-48, Elwood by four. A lot of game remaining. When we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. All the final stats, coaches' interviews, score updates. Stay with us. Hackbart by one, by two. Then he decided to kick it out to Werger for three, but it is short again. And the ball fought for a jump ball. Creighton Ryan and Blake Teedy. Ryan thought that Teedy was over his back. That won't be the call. The first jump of the game. The arrow goes to Elwood. Into Werger, right back to Hackbart. Low block, turnaround jumper with the left hand. Seven-footer, no. And the rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. And Ryan has said something to the official twice in a row, so he'll have to be a little careful. Out for a three. High archer Seeberger comes up short. And another defensive rebound, and the ball kicked. Blake Teedy. And Creighton Ryan's got to keep his cool right now. He wanted a couple of calls, didn't get either one. And we have got a little talking to by the official. He's going to bring Teedy and Ryan together. Say, let's cool it, boys. And Teedy was already being brought out of the game by Coach Bonchoff. This is a competitive, competitive basketball game. In the heat of the moment, they tangled about three straight trips. And so they'll cool them off for a minute. Schuyler Werger, 25 points, but hasn't scored in a little while. 52-48. Elwood by four, 4:40 to go. Hackbart outside the arc. Everybody comes to that left side. They'll kick it out. Top Smith, the ball knocked away. Margaritz. Margaritz makes the steal to the other end, and he stepped off the wrong foot, missed the layup. Ball loose in the lane. A fight for it and another jump. This time the ball will go to Overton. Grabbed by Chris Seeberger. The intensity level picking up, no doubt about it. 10-4 Elwood, 4-8 Overton, and I think all the coaches will tell you, you know what, look at the games they've played. They could flip those records, no doubt. Creighton Ryan comes in, puts the ball under his hand, under his armpit, like a football, and is fouled as he drives into the paint. Tried to protect it, and Sean Klaus is going to be called for the foul. See that a lot in the NBA when you got that extra half step that they let you get. And at the line, Creighton Ryan to shoot two. First one is up and good. He's 3-for-3 all here in this quarter. He's got 15 points, which now leads the way for Overton. Eklund with 14. Eklund had a big second quarter where he scored 10. Second free throw on the way, and it's too strong. Rebound tapped around, ends up in the hands of Cole Honick. A three could tie it. Now the pass deflected, and Ryan's going to be called for a foul. Overton turnover, and Creighton Ryan trying to get the loose ball, fouled Zach Hackbart, and Hackbart will go to the line. Creighton Ryan with his second foul, but in the end, this might not be a big deal. Hackbart has not shown to be a good free throw shooter tonight. He is 2-of-5, 6 points, and a game-high 12 rebounds. It's a 1-and-1. Both teams now in the bonus. And Zach will put it up and hit the front of the rim, the back of the rim, and in. 7 for Zach. 53-49, Elwood. Second free throw coming up for Hackbart. And he'll take his time, put it up and in. So Hackbart hits both ends. And it's 54-49, 4:10 to go. Elwood with the lead. Up the floor, Eklund. He's been quiet. He's forcing the issue, brings it underneath, tries to throw it back to Margaret's. Deflected out. Picked up, shot from 10. It's way short by Kolhanek. Picked up underneath again. No good. The third time, it is good. Creighton Ryan able to finish after Chris Seeberger kept it alive. 54-51 at the other end. A floater in the lane, not wasting any time. Billy Smith, people all over him, and he still took the shot, and he hit it. That's the impressive part. 56-51. Eklund, left side of the key. Underneath, double clutch. Shot no good. Kolhanek. Out of bounds, off Overton. And a timeout by Overton. They're only going to have one remaining with 3:32 to go in the basketball game. Elwood 56 and Overton 51. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS. Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
In Lincoln, 6:44 to go in the first half. Nebraska 18 and Minnesota 12. Currently on the breeze, 94.5 here. 3.5 to go. Elwood with the ball and a 56-51 lead over Overton. They'll get it into Billy Smith's hands. Brings it into the front court. Nearly an over and back. Hackbart went and got it. And they are really manning up now. Overton has went to the man-to-man. They get it to Werger. Good one-hand catch. Drives. One-hand floater. No good. Rebound brought down Smith. He's blocked in there by Eklund. And coming out of there with it is Overton. Murphy, really good work, couldn't finish, and now a travel going to be called on Creighton Ryan. He did that same move where he put the ball up on his hip and tried to draw the contact, but they'll call him for the foul. Fourth turnover of the fourth quarter for Overton. I only had him for 5 in the previous 3. And Elwood's going to break the press. They'll get it up ahead. Murphy turnaround jumper won't go. Rebound, Creighton Ryan's there again. Here he comes, right at Hackbart, pulls up from 7 and missed it short. Hackbart got the rebound, and Overton is just incredibly cold over the last 10 minutes. Smith with it. Elwood to the left elbow. Hackbart, they're not slowing down at all. Back out Murphy, 12-footer, no good, and Elwood can't pull away. Another rebound for Creighton Ryan. unofficially with 16:15 in the game. But Overton now needs a bucket. Make it a one-possession game. Left elbow. They'll kick it out now for the three-point look. Seeberger, he'll drive. One-hand runner. Again, no good. Creighton Ryan trying to grab it. It ends up in Hackbart's hands. Baseball pass to the other end. Layup is good for Billy Smith. 7 of his 13 points here in the fourth quarter. 58-51. Still 2 minutes to go in this basketball game. Pull up Eklund. Right baseline. No. Ryan tips it twice and in. Might have been a little over the back the first time. Three, they don't get back on defense, and Werger takes it in for the layup. 27 for Skyler Werger. 60-53. Overton up the floor. Eklund, he comes into the double team. Bumped by Hackbart. He'll lay it up and in. Eklund with just his second bucket, and the inbounds pass is stolen away. Nearly a layup. They decided to kick it out for three. Eklund didn't take it. Comes into the paint. Six-footer. Missed it. Tried to get the rebound, tips it out to Ryan. He'll score. And here comes Overton. Creighton Ryan getting the rebounds and a timeout, Elwood. Full length timeout. Just when it looked like the Pirates might have got the cushion they needed, here comes Elwood keeping the foot to the floor. 60-57. Elwood with the lead and the ball. 1:19 to go. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Creighton Ryan and Caleb Eklund, who had been held quiet for a long time, trying to help bring their ball club back. For Creighton Ryan, he now has 9 in the quarter, 21 in the game. He's got so many rebounds, I've run out of room here. Looks like 11 in the second half, 18 in the game. Just staying with it. Some of them are 2 at a time on the offensive board. 3 timeouts remain for Elwood, 1 for Overton. 1:19 to go in the game. Elwood 60, Overton 57. Elwood has the basketball at midcourt to throw it in. Both teams are in the one-and-one. A jump ball would go to Elwood. Into Werger, over to Smith. Run Hackbart all the way through into left-hand corner. The pass to Werger is tipped and turned over. 12th turnover, Elwood. Margaret's into the front court to Creighton Ryan. Way out on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Wraparound pass underneath, and Hackbart blocks the shot of Chris Seeberger. Great pass. Well-run play by Overton, and Hackbart just stayed with it, blocked it out of bounds. Overton ball now underneath their own hoop. 105 to go. 60-57 Elwood. Ryan to throw it in. They'll box the lane. Looking at the paint. Bounce pass comes out. 16-footer on the way. Seeberger can't get it. Another offensive board. Creighton Ryan powers it up but can't get it to go this time. Hackbart with the rebound. Out ahead. The layup. Murphy is good. And just that quick, it went from 1 to 5. 48 seconds to go. Eklund kicks it out. 16-footer again is short. Those aren't doing Overton any good. The rebound brought down by Hackbart. Now they're going to have to foul. 5-point game, 38 seconds to go. Up to Werger, underneath to Murphy again, and that's who they'll foul. Good foul that time by Dylan Margaret's, his third. Keith Murphy at the line. Elwood can put it away from the free throw line, but they're only a 54% free throw shooting team. And Keith Murphy shooting just about 61%, so above the average. 32 seconds to go, 62-57. Elwood. Overton had a chance at a putback to make it 1. Now it's 6 as the free throw is good. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up. Final stats, coaches' interviews, so stay with us. A chance to make it a 3-possession game here with this free throw by Murphy. It's up, and it is no good. Overton was the only one in for the rebound. Margaret's has it, gives it off to Ryan. Over to Eklund, fakes the three, starts to drive, steps up and under, and scores. And Overton will call their final timeout. This is where that's going to hurt them. They used a couple earlier, and at the time they probably needed them, but now they are out of timeouts as Caleb Eklund gets his 18th point. And it's still a 2-possession game. So the score is Elwood 63. And Overton 59, this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Again, a big thank you to all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you what's been exciting basketball. The girls' game was close between a couple of teams that have been struggling this season, but the boys' game, pretty much what we thought it would be. Elwood down by as many as 13 in the third quarter, now have a chance for their 11th win of the season, 63-59. Elwood has the ball, 23 seconds to go. Against full court pressure, let's see if Elwood decides to throw deep or just toss it in here to Skyler Werger and let him get fouled. They're trying to double Werger. Yep, baseball pass to Werger, and it's knocked away. Margaret's, he saves it, but right into the hands of Smith for the layup. Can't fault Margaret, 65-59, up the floor. They need a three, and Overton throws it away. And that's going to do it. 12 seconds to go. Margaret's made a heck of a hustle play, but he was running out of bounds, had to throw it back in, and there was nothing but Elwood players and an easy layup. Elwood gets it in. Overton has decided not to foul. Just play. Well, now they do. They were trying to knock it away in the backcourt. Kolhanek thought maybe he had got a turnover. But instead, he'll be calling for his second foul with 5.5 seconds remaining. Elwood will go to 11-4, Overton to 4-9. Elwood plays at Medicine Valley and state-rated Amherst over the next week. Then Eustace Farnham at home before the conference tournament. Overton goes to Eustace Farnham, and then they host Shelton and Elm Creek. Free throw is up and no good by Billy Smith. But Elwood can go sit on the bench because Overton has no timeouts remaining. Second free throw now for Smith. On the way, it is good. Elwood will finish up with 66 points. And Overton's final shot, a long three, is no good, and that is the end of the basketball game. And unfortunately for Overton, it's went a little too much like that throughout the season. They play hard, they fight hard, but in the end, they come up just a little bit short. And after a very tough and somewhat embarrassing loss to Loomis last time out on Saturday, Elwood, who had their 9-game winning streak snap, is back in the win column with a 66-59 victory over Overton, a game that they never led by more than 8 and were down by as many as 13. We'll be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
And welcome back to Elwood. Glad to have you along with us as we are ready now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Elwood 66 and Overton 59. We'll talk with the coaches here in just a little bit, but right now let's take a look at the final numbers. Neither team uses a whole lot off the bench, and that reflects in your stats here tonight. For Overton, DJ Anderson had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Sam Kolhanek, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Chris Seeberger, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Dylan Margaritz had a rebound. Peyton Grote, 2 points, 1 rebound. And the combo of Ryan and Eklund do it again. Caleb Eklund, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks. And Creighton Ryan, I had him for 21 points, 19 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 18 rebounds in the first half, 25 in the second half. Free throw shooting all in the second half, where they were 2 of 4 in the third quarter and 3 of 5 in the fourth quarter. But Overton couldn't buy one from long range tonight. For the Eagles on the season, their three-point shooting had been 26%. They would have taken that tonight, might have won the game tonight. They were 0 of 8 in the first half and 0 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Overton had 36 points at halftime and had a 9-point halftime lead, which they quickly took out to 13. But after that, it really cooled off. They ended up with 23 points in the second half, and the Eagles finished with 59 points, 43 rebounds. 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 0 of 17 from 3-point land, 3 blocks and 10 turnovers. The Eagles fall to 4-9. And for Overton, they will play at Eustis Farnham on Friday. Then they're back home next Tuesday to play Shelton. They'll take on Elm Creek at home on the 30th and then in to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll look at the numbers for the Elwood Pirates as the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show continues after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Back on the New West postgame show, let's take a look at the final numbers that we had for Elwood tonight. As usual, had about 6 guys get in the scorebook, and it was led tonight by Skyler Werger, who hit the first shot of the game and then cooled off for about 4 minutes and then went canutso for a little while. He ended up with 27 game-high points, 19 of those in the first half, only scored 2 points in the fourth quarter, so it wasn't like he hit 10 free throws to pad it there. He had 6 rebounds. Blake Teedy, 4 points, 9 rebounds. Billy Smith did have 10 points in the fourth quarter. He ended up with 16 points, 6 rebounds, and a block. Keith Murphy, all 9 of his points in the second half, 2 rebounds. Zach Hackbart was held to about half his scoring average with 8 points, but he had more than that in the rebounding department with 16. He had 2 block shots. Delton Ulmer had a rebound. Kalen Beam, 2 points and a rebound, and Sean Klaus had a rebound and 2 block shots. 18 rebounds in the first half, 24 in the second half. Both teams missed quite a few shots and had a lot of second-chance opportunities, a lot of offensive boards in the second half. Free throw shooting, they hit enough down the stretch, but it was ugly for a while for Elwood. 1 of 4 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the third quarter, and then 5 of 8 in the fourth quarter. Three-point shooting, 4 of 17 in the first half. They cut that way down, 2 of 6. In the second half, turnovers, 7 of the first half, 5 of the second half. The Pirates had 27 points at halftime. They scored 39 in the second half, finished with 66 points, 42 rebounds, 8 of 20 at the free throw line, 6 of 23 from 3-point land, 5 blocks, 12 turnovers, and they're back in the win column with a 66-59 win over Overton to go to 11-4 on the season. It's off to Medicine Valley, which is coming up on Thursday night. And then 1 week from tonight at Amherst, they're back home on the 29th against Eustis Farnham before heading into the conference tournament. We're joined now by head coach Kurt Bonshoff. And, Coach, this is the kind of games that are exciting for the fans. You get a lead. You've got a kid that does what he does, a Skyler averaging 22 and gets 19 in the first half. Then next thing you know, you're down 9 at half, don't get a good start to the third quarter. erase it by the time the fourth quarter rolls along. This had a little bit of everything,
really,
including your volume.
There you go. Really proud of the guy's effort. It was a tough weekend to overcome. It was hard for players and coach, you know, to come back. But against a quality opponent, I don't care what Overton's record is. They're a quality opponent. You know, the duo of 21 and 23 are probably two of the best duo we went against this year. And second half, the boys really did a job defensively, I thought, against them, and it was really huge. One thing we talked about right after the game was after going what we went through the other day, to bounce back, even though we were 9 points, maybe 10 points down at one point, to bounce back says a lot about these kids. So 13? Oh, gee. So, like I said, I'm extremely proud of these guys because after, you know, again, we're struggling for whatever reason right now with free throws. We shoot them and shoot them and shoot them in practice. You know, we're to the point where how much do we talk about that in practice? You know, if you start dwelling on it too much, then they're thinking too much when they get up to the line. But, you know, about got us again tonight, so it's something that we need to definitely improve on.
Well, basically, this is the whole group that went to state, obviously, last year, and you got off to that rocky start. Then you win 9 in a row. My first time to get to see you in person this year. Kind of big picture, the rocky start and what has changed. And, yes, you stubbed your toe pretty mightily last week against Loomis. I mean, it doesn't matter. Loomis has had their runs before, and they're struggling right now. Right. But what was the difference from the slow start to the 9-game winning streak?
Well, part of the you know, our slow start was, you know, we started with Wilcox Hildreth, who's a quality undefeated team right now. Bertrand, that has a winning record right now. They had somebody go off on us that night, and then Cambridge, who isn't a, you know, bad, you know, C2 opponent. So, you know, those were good opponents that we went against. And since then, you know, offensively, things have really clicked. We've won some games. We're scoring a lot of points. We've won some games by only, you know, scoring 40, you know, 45, whatever it took those nights. And they were finding different ways to win. And I think the confidence was building, you know, throughout that streak. And, you know, again, you know, Loomis deserves credit Saturday for how they played. You know, they've played some tough opponents. And, you know, it's a tough way for them to get their first loss for us. But, again, we went through a stretch there where, you know, offensively things were clicking. And defensively, I've been pretty proud of them. We really, you know, lost some size from last year's team. And as a case where we're still developing our inside game. We have kids working extremely hard, but it is something we continue to work on.
Very few schools in D2 can do what you do. Get up, have the confidence to have a number of shooters. Then you'd have a big body in the middle in Zach Hackbart, even though he's not 6'6 or anything like that. He's going to get you a ton of rebounds. You're not deep. I think maybe Overton is about the only team. I mean, Amherst would get up and down the floor in the conference with you, but neither team very deep. Conditioning obviously has to be huge for your Pirates.
And we have to be aware of that, too, when it comes to going through stretches of games like this. You know, again, it's another thing we talked about just after the game. I'm not going to, you know, kill them tomorrow in practice or anything. So we got to be smart. We got a quality opponent again Thursday when it comes around. So this time of year, we have a few sophomores that are coming along a little bit more than what we had last year. You know, Murphy had a nice second half for us, and he gets up and down the floor pretty well, and you know, he's been doing well for us. So Blake Teedy is another one we didn't have last year, and he's really been helping us a lot on boards and those kind of things. And you know, he's, you know, with our three scorers, with Skyler, Zach, and Billy, those guys, if we can get, you know, 12 to 18 points out of that group as a whole, that's you know, that's really going to help us.
Obviously, the goal is to get back to the state tournament. Wilcox Hildreth will not be in your district. Amherst is D1. So is Axtell. So between now and then, you still have some very good competition in the conference tournament. And I say this a little tongue-in-cheek. By watching the way you guys play, it's almost hard for me to think that there's very many D2 teams that can match up with you. So where you've talked about shooting, they've got all that confidence. What are you still working on in practice to make sure? Because it looks like they've all got the green light. They've all got confidence. They've played together mostly for 3 years on this floor. They seem to have it. Yet there's a couple times you've tripped up. So besides the ball not going in the hole, what are the things you're working on?
Well, it's definitely, we've got to work on this inside game, whether it's moving Zach inside at times. You know, I mean, he's very unselfish. So if he does get it inside, and if something isn't there, he isn't afraid to dish it off. He set a school record last year for assists, and a guy his size, about 6'2", 6'3", to be that unselfish with it is great. But like you said, our schedule, we have Med Valley Thursday, and then we have, I'm not going to try to leave anybody out here, but like with Amherst and our conference tournament and Axtell and Elm Creek, and they're playing really well. And, just the overall Fort Kearney Conference, we have Eustis in there also. We've got to be ready to play. And really our feeling and our belief is that if we continue to drill fundamentally, work on our inside game, and with the opponents that we have, if we keep our head on and keep working to improve, we should be pretty competitive, by the time we need to. So
I was talking to the girls' coaches in Kevin and Patrick, and I had figured out all the wild card points, and then I find out that that's not the way we're doing it in the Fort Kearney Conference, as a lot of the conferences are, and that'll put you guys, if things kind of stay where they're at, in an interesting position. I think you're in the 4 slot right now.
Right.
And we've said if you're anywhere in that 3-8, maybe even 2-8, you're going to get somebody you don't necessarily want to play. And I know how important it is to get out of that quarterfinal round in the conference tournament. Mm-hmm. How big will that be for you here in 10 days?
Well, it's definitely a goal of ours. It's been a bugaboo of ours for however many years now to, it seems like we've met up with the Elm Creeks and the Wilcox Hildreths in the quarterfinals and come up a little bit short in the quarterfinals, and it's definitely been a goal of ours is to get by that quarterfinal game and then see what happens after that. But it's definitely a goal that we have. But again, it's like you said, you just look at the conference. There's it isn't like, oh boy, if we get a 3 seed, a 6 seed would be. It's not. It's Overton right now, record wise, they may be around that 5, 6, or 7 seed. But as you saw tonight, they are. Definitely, I feel a quality team. They, with those two guys on their team, they're tough. So yeah, that is something that we're aware of. We've got to take care of business Thursday night and see where the cards, fall, and, we'll get after it from there.
Well, it should be interesting. We can't wait to see you guys play again. It was fun to watch, and congratulations, Kurt, on the win, man.
Thanks
for having us.
I'm glad you're here. It's always good to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
It is the head coach of the Elwood Pirate boys basketball team, Kurt Bonjoff. They win it 66-59, and we'll wrap it up on the New West postgame show after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. A doubleheader sweep for Elwood tonight here at home. They win the girls' game 45-40 in that ball game tonight. It was Anna Eggers with 13 points, 8 rebounds, 9 points for Morgan Hodgson, and 11 boards for Alyssa Berman. And for Overton, Sydney Enix, 10 points, 7 rebounds led the way. Mackenzie Beavers did have 9 rebounds in that ball game. The Kearney Catholic Stars, they sweep tonight over Donovan Trumbull. They win the boys' game by a score of 65-36. And earlier tonight in the girls' game, 69-14 for Kearney Catholic, the win there. Other girls' winners tonight, Amherst took care of Shelton 50-22. Arcadia Loup City over Twin Loup 42-35. Aurora beat Fillmore Central. Blue Hill, no problem with Harvard. Central City over Schuyler. Man, Wayne comes up to play Kearney Catholic Saturday, and they are 9-3. And Crofton beat them tonight 71-39. Crofton is unbelievable. Eustis Farnham beat the Medicine Valley girls tonight. Also tonight, Giltner over Red Cloud, 34-25. Other scores from the area, Minden beat St. Paul, 69-45 tonight. Silver Lake over Franklin, 42-27. SEM over Anselmo Myrna, 49-43. Sutton girls beat Ravenna, 56-37. And those are girls' scores from earlier tonight. Not much for boys to report to you from the area at this early time. Thursday, Amherst is at Gibbon. Friday, Axtell at Wilcox Hildreth. Saturday afternoon, the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament. Those are all here on Classic Hits. On 1230 KHJS Thursday night, the Hastings St. Cecilia girls will play Friend. And also on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Friday, we'll be bringing you Kearney High as they travel to Lincoln East. And Saturday, the Kearney Catholic Wayne girls and Kearney Catholic Boystown boys both at home. Again, the final score tonight, Elwood 66 and Overton 59. You've been listening to the New West Postgame Show. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. For our producer-engineer at the studio, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Gooda saying thanks for joining us. In the finals tonight, Elwood sweeps at 45-40 in the girls, and they win the boys' game 66-59. Good night, everyone.
Proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.